Viral hemorrhagic septicemia is in western Lake Huron and may be in Lake Michigan. Many scientists expect the virus to eventually threaten much of Lake Michigan, possibly Lake Superior, the Mississippi River, and the inland lakes and rivers of Wisconsin. A plan passed by the DNR board would put more limits on some live bait from outside Wisconsin, ban some use of dead bait, limit the transportation of some live fish or fish eggs from waters of the Great Lakes or Mississippi River, and force more boaters to drain water from their craft when leaving the Great Lakes or Mississippi. George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation urged the DNR board to pass the package.
Simply, the regulations make sense. Viral hemorrhagic septicemia attacks the gill tissue of fish and then attacks the internal organs and blood vessels, and it's readily transferable between species and has resulted in major fish kills wherever it has become established.
Meyer says he understands some of the restrictions may harm the bait industry, but he says the state needs to head off ecological damage. A DNR fisheries director, Mike Staggs, warns the emergency rule may not stop the spread of VHS all by itself.
We've got to have all the anglers and boaters in this state get the word, and we didn't want to make it overly complicated and get bogged down. People need to get the word, get it very simply. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that. That was our thinking.
This spring, the DNR will step up its testing of wild fish for the virus. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.